A person rents out a house to his friend for the year. Nisabra hashana. If there's an extra month, there's a leap year. Nisabra l'soicher. The socher wins out. He rented it for the year, the whole year. It happened to be there was an extra month with 13 months. He only has to pay him for the whole year. He doesn't have to pay him the extra month. He gained a month out of it. Hiskir lo l'chadoshim. If he rented it out per month, nisabra shana sabra l'maskir. If it's per month, and then it's a leap year, so the landlord wins, because he gets paid per month, and there were 13 months, so he got 13 payments. And the Gemara says that there's a chsuri maksara, and what's missing here is a case where a person would say that he's renting out for 12 golden coins for the year with a dinar zav for the chodesh. So it seems like he's saying both things. We don't know what he's focusing on. Is he focusing on for the year, or is he focusing on for the month? In that case, since we don't know, they split it. As the Mishnah now says, a case to prove this. Maisa b'tzipori, in the city of Tzipori, b'echad shatzach ha-merchatz mechaver b'shnei masar zav l'shana, person rented out his bathhouse to his friend for 12 gold coins a year, b'diner zav l'chodesh. That there would be a diner of zav for each month. So he's saying both things. U'ba maisa l'fnei rabbi shim b'gamliel, l'fnei rabbi yoysi v'am yachloku es chodesh ha-ibur. And they say that in the leap year that month, they should split it because of a suffix.